Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, it looks like U.S. beef exports are up 11% in terms of volume for the year to July and up 15% in value terms. This highlights the ongoing availability of product for export from the United States, as well as challenges in exporting from Australia and Brazil. U.S. beef exports are up for the year to date to Japan, Hong Kong, and Canada. Now, Australia has been restricted by availability of beef for export, they say, while the weak flesh scandal in Brazil slowed exports of all proteins in the first half of 2017. At the same time, the United States has recorded stronger than expected beef imports, which are up for the year to date by 11%. After reaching the trigger level, the Japanese government introduced safeguard measures and increased the tariff on imported frozen beef up to 50%. Now, this will no doubt impact all nations sending beef into Japan, apart from Australia, Mexico, and Chile, which have trade agreements, which many argue just goes to show the value of trade agreements like that TPP or Trans-Pacific Partnership that the United States withdrew from earlier this year. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.